This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It is so rare to find a reporter that actually investigates deeply and digs, and goes where the facts lead him, or her for that matter, but in this case, him. Jeffrey Jackson is back, and you know, I've got a new theme song for you, just came through. You got the bomb on me. You remember that song?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, you are just dropping some, vaccine bombs that they don't want dropped anywhere covering these stories, particularly breaking with our good friend Del Bigtree and Highwire, and of course here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. There's an article that you published. We've got it here at robertscottbell.com. Headline reads: Exposed, world-renowned vaccine scientist, shocking legal deposition now public. And, Jeffrey, you're talking about the godfather of vaccines under oath. That is the Stanley Plotkin guy.
Yeah, this is, we've been covering some stories, you and I and Delve and his team. And I have to say, I'm actually a proud part of his team as well. And there has been some, like you said, some bombshell reports that came out. Last week we talked about, and Delve has been talking about on his show each week, the HHS notice, their response, and then ICANN's response to that notice. This information is so damning, and it's coming directly from the federal agency, HHS, which is responsible for vaccine safety. And it's been signed off by all the other major regulatory agencies that oversee vaccine safety. So this is irrefutable proof. And now here we have Dr. Stanley Plotkin. So anybody hearing this guy's name for the first time, he is probably the most important living person that has to do with vaccines right now. He's, I believe, 87 years old. He's developed several vaccines. He's consulted on the development of several other vaccines. His list of entanglements with pharmaceutical companies, working for pharmaceutical companies, is pages long. This guy is that's what we call him, the godfather of vaccines. No other person is more accomplished currently living right now than Dr. Stanley Plotkin. Well, lo and behold, he decided to make himself available for a small custody case in Michigan last year to be an expert witness. And he found himself in a 9-hour deposition with some very uncomfortable questions that were posed to him that he had to answer under oath. And I have to say, I saw this scrolling through social media. I can't remember if it was just a comment or an article, so I want to give credit to where credit's due. But vaccine science in the media versus vaccine science under oath are two very, very different things. And this is what the public is discovering with the deposition of Dr. Stanley Plotkin. So he's been called he's number two on the top 50 most influential people in vaccines, right behind Bill Gates. And Dr. Plotkin, last thing about him, just so people really get the gravity of who this guy is, he wrote a book called Plotkin's Vaccines. And this is a book that med students go to. It's their Bible. It's their reference for vaccines. So he literally wrote the book on vaccines. So
now, we first started talking about Plotkin recently with the interview of J.B. Handley about his new book, because he included some of the transcripts, I believe, from these depositions.
Yes. Wonderful. Yes, wonderful memory. So J.B. Hamley was technically one of the first people, you know, a lot of people were able to see this deposition, but there was some back and forth about if it could be released legally. So J.B. Hamley put that in his book, and he was one of the first people to really expose this and start talking about it. And now the public gets to see all of it, uncensored if they'd like. I mean, it's 9 hours, so it's pretty chunky, but if they tune into Highwire or they read the articles on robertscottbell.com, they'll get to see the highlights. And let me tell you, I use the word shocking in the title. It's shocking. It's shocking. We never guessed, you know, I'm reporting on this, you're reporting on this. You would never guess that someone would just come up and admit these things, but, you know, here we are. So,
Jeffrey, I must say that as we look around the 50 states and we see that in every state, of course, California has already, this happened more recently, about the removal of exemptions, philosophical religious exemptions to vaccination. Why suddenly in every state are they proposing this legislation, model legislation, almost identical state by state by state right now? And I really believe that, you know, this Plotkin deposition is one of those things they meet behind closed doors and go, good Lord, we didn't want this to become public. It is now. They're going to use it against us. We better hurry up and make the medical police state complete because we are losing the people on this vaccine issue faster than we can retain them or regain them.
Yes. You know, I think you may be onto something. What's so shocking about this deposition is it's not someone reporting. It's not a third party reporting on it. It is from his own words. And you can tell he believes these things if you watch the deposition. So the audience is probably saying, well, what did he say?
Yeah.
Well, for people that haven't read the article or maybe haven't watched the Dell's show, The High Wire, on YouTube, basically the public has seen three segments so far that have come out. The first one is about aborted fetal cells in vaccination. Now, if you talk to Richard Pan, Senator from California, if you talk to a lot of doctors or even people from the CDC, they'll say there's no aborted fetal cells. That doesn't have anything to do with vaccines. That was just a little thing in the past. So Dr. Plotkin was actually the creator of the vaccine that used aborted fetal cell tissue back in the mid to late 60s. So he was asked under oath, how many aborted fetuses, and I know this is really difficult to talk about, but this is reality, and this is what we have to face as a society. He was asked, how many aborted fetuses did he use in his work with vaccines? And he said two. So the lawyer gave him a paper that from 1969 called Attenuation of RA27 Rubella Vaccine with Human Diploid Cells. Plotkin wrote this paper, and in this paper it says 76 aborted fetal cells, or I'm sorry, aborted fetuses were used just for this one paper. Now, this is a guy who spent his entire career, over 50 plus years working in vaccines. So he was asked point blank, how many aborted fetuses were used? And he declined to answer that. He said, I don't know, probably not much more than that. However, this is what we're talking about. These are the roots of the vaccine industry. And when it comes to religious exemptions, these are what people exempt from because this is something that goes indirect against
many people's religious beliefs. Now, we talk about this, and I have talked about this in the terms of a religious war, because this isn't science versus religion. This is religion versus religion. The modern so-called medicine's sacrament in their church, we call it pharmaceutical mysticism, is vaccinology. And when you see aborted fetal cells used, not just one, not just two, and in this one paper, as you reference in 76, and we recognize there's a percentage of the American people that don't care. And they're largely Democrats at this point. And I don't like to bring this up politically, but I must, simply because with the news out of New York State and Cuomo, and then now in Virginia with the bill there that would legalize infanticide, in other words, an abortion in the third trimester and even after birth has occurred, you recognize that without any major Democratic leaders stepping up and going, whoa, that's too far. We cannot get behind that. And that has yet to happen. I haven't seen one leader in the Democrat Party to actually acknowledge that this is beyond the pale. So we realize that we can't win over those who care not for the culture of life, who care not to defend innocent life. But there are a lot of other people, maybe Republican, maybe independent, maybe libertarian, I don't know, whatever label or not label they have, that are appalled by this, disgusted by this, as I said, with the Plotkin deposition, just this one point alone, and there's more, are saying, not no more for us. And this, again, is why they've ratcheted up the political efforts to remove exemptions, philosophical and religious, to vaccines. And again, don't underestimate this being a religious war. This is not a war on science unless you are looking at the science and acknowledging that they are using aborted fetal tissue in vaccines.
Oh, boy. My head's spinning. I have so many points here. Well, we'll talk about the science in the next segment, but let me just say this. Last week, I want to remind listeners who didn't perhaps listen to our talk last week, that I looked at all the bills that are out there right now. There's over 70 vaccine bills for and against vaccines, protecting rights, taking away rights, expanding exemptions, removing exemptions. Roughly about 87%
I remember.
87. Yes, thank you. 87% of those were by Democrats sponsoring or co-sponsoring those bills. So I'm just going where the information leads me, and that's where it's leading right now. So this is something people have to pay attention to. If anybody's curious about their bills, I have to say National Vaccine Information Center has an advocacy portal. It'll tell you what's going on, and this is important. With this information now, we have the HHS notice. If you go to ICANDecide.org, or if you go to get Stanley Plotkin's deposition, send these to these people making these bills and the people making the bills for defense and for offense when it comes to getting vaccines into your into your family. Have them look at this stuff. This is great. I mean, as far as the public space is concerned, this is breaking information, and this comes from the highest form of government.
And this is not going to be covered by ABC, NBC, CBS, CNBC, MSNBC, even Fox. This is the stuff that will, you know, it will be terminal for the vaccine campaigns as they are run today. And this is why they're so desperate to remove exemptions and to corral you into this collectivist ideology mindset and experiment, because it is an experiment. And Jeffrey is trying to give us all bite-sized pieces, as is Del Bigtree with Highwire, and we're presenting these things. We talked about number one on this list in the Plotkin deposition that we've covered so far, the aborted fetal cells that are in vaccination. Now, I know there are two or three more points we want to get to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We talked about experimentation. I just have to say that the deposition and the HHS information has been sent to most major media companies, and they've had that in their hands for months.
Yeah,
months,
no reporting on it, though. But here on the Robert Scabell Show, you're getting it. Jeffrey Jackson is here. We're going to carry on this hour with some very, very important information, giving you the insight you need to communicate to your own friends and family members about this issue, much less your congressional representatives on the state and federal level. We'll be back with more of Jeffrey Jackson here on the Robert Scabell Show after this.
The Robert Scabell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it with Jeffrey Jackson. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Our home and broadcast radio syndication is GCN, GCNlive.com, and YouTube, so you can catch the archives any and all of those places. Now, Jeffrey, we're talking about the Plotkin deposition, 9 hours, and not many people were going to be able to stomach 9 hours of that guy, but pulling out these gems, so to speak, for us who have recognized the danger and the lack of scientific validity in terms of safety or efficacy of injecting these things. Where do we go from aborted fetal cells into the science here?
Yeah, well, let's go right from Plotkin, Plotkin's own mouth. So he was asked on the stand if there is evidence to support that DTaP and TDAP cause autism. So he said, is there the Institute of Medicine? So let me back up for a second. The Institute of Medicine did two comprehensive reports looking at all the issues that vaccines have been reported to cause to see if there was science to show that either for or against that. So they weren't able to find the science on vaccines causing autism. So in the HHS notice, we asked HHS, can you show us, because on your website and the CDC's website, it says vaccines, plural, don't cause autism. Well, actually, there's no science to support that. Everyone always says the science is settled. But when the Institute of Medicine did their reports two separate times, comprehensive reports of all the available data, they found that there was no evidence to show that vaccines, that to make that statement. That statement is basically false. So Plotkin was asked, the evidence is not there for DTaP and TDAP to cause autism. So how can Dr. Plotkin say that that vaccines don't cause autism. And he said, well, I have to take into account the health of the child. That was his answer. And so the attorney fired back and said, and so for that reason, you're okay telling a parent that DTaP and TDAP do not cause autism, even though the science isn't there to support that claim. And he says, absolutely, I am. And this is shocking because he didn't fight the fact that
right.
He didn't. Exactly. He didn't. And there we go. Vaccine science under oath versus vaccine science. How long has the media been banging the drum about vaccines and autism? And the science is not there. When you get the preeminent vaccine creator on the stand and in all his vast knowledge, he says, I'm okay with telling the parents as a doctor that the science isn't there to support it. And I'm willing to tell them that vaccines don't cause autism. There you
have it. So basically, again, we talk about this not being a science, but a religion, right? There's no evidence to support their claims that vaccines don't cause autism, much less the DTaP or TDAP. He acknowledged that fact, yet still says they don't. Based on what, Mr. Scientist, Dr. Scientist? Well, we don't have the science, but I feel comfortable saying it anyway.
Exactly. He's made the point that you have talked about and so many have talked about for so long about vaccines being a religion. It's blind faith. It's blind faith. Now, what's interesting is there's some FOIA requests, and in these FOIA requests, they were able to get a hold of an email, and that was on June 15th, 2018. So this was, I believe, right before the deposition. And this is Dr. Plotkin's own words, and he writes, one point I do agree with Kennedy about, and that's RFK Jr., there should be more safety studies financed by the vaccine tax money that pays for the compensation system. So he's saying exactly that, exactly kind of what we're saying, that there should be more safety studies here. And this should be very alarming for people, because if you're listening to mainstream or corporate media, science is settled, safety settled, safe and effective, one in a million. And then behind the scenes or under oath, no science. There is no science to support it, but I'm going to say it anyway. And then in private emails, we need to do more science. We need to do more safety studies. What the heck's going on? Why are legislators and people writing these bills not hearing this? And why are they still writing bills to force these vaccines into people when all of this information is now public? This is my question. So this is why I keep writing, getting stuff out there.
We are living in Orwellian times when they say vaccine science is settled, yet, oh, I'd like to see some more studies on the safety issue that you guys claim, you know, we need. And he agrees, the godfather of vaccines, Plotkin, in that email that was found out through a Freedom of Information Act request. Listen, when we come back, we're going to talk more. There's a third point at least we want to get to, what's revealed in the 9 hours of depositions with Stanley Plotkin. Also, a story that was broken by Jeffrey Jackson, reported by him and just pretty much no one else, about the cyber attack against Merck last year and how it relates to vaccine production and vaccine production changes. And it is shocking, folks. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go on The Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A second woman has accused Virginia's Lieutenant Governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, of sexual assault. The woman says through her attorney that Fairfax raped her when they were students at Duke back in 2000. Former Republican Governor of Louisiana Bobby Jindal tells Fox News these women, they have to be heard from.
Clearly, they need to be heard. The New York Times is now saying there were contemporary conversations from the first woman making accusations that are consistent with what she is saying now. So this looks credible. They need to be heard, and if they want to be heard, they need to be heard.
On Friday, during a House hearing, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker was asked if he's discussed the Mueller probe with President Trump. His answer, every time?
I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation. And I have not talked about the special counsel's investigation with senior White House officials.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In the show notes, links are all there, including and especially what Jeffrey Jackson's been reporting on for quite some time now, including an article that he has written on this Plotkin deposition scenario we're discussing today. In fact, we're going to get into the Merck cyber attack and how that impacted their vaccine production. It's shocking what you were about to reveal to the audience here. But there's a third point, as we talked about, the aborted fetal cell line issue with the Plotkin deposition, and then the admission of the DTaP, TDAP, their statements that vaccines don't cause autism, Plotkin admitting there's no evidence to support that statement, but he's willing to make it anyway. Again, recognizing this is not a scientific endeavor. This is a religious dogma that they are applying here, and many people have woken up and recognized it. That's why they're increasingly desperate to mandate vaccines without exemption so that they don't lose it altogether. I think it's too late. Their evidence is basically their desperation is showing. But there's a third point that gets even uglier.
Yeah, you know, and it was actually for the first time shown publicly yesterday on Highwire. Dell presented it. And, you know, the first time I saw it, I'll just give you my reaction. I had to pause. It actually bothered me for a couple of days because it was so out in the open and naked. You know, you, as a writer, citizen journalist or whatever people want to call me, you know, you dig for stories, you dig and you dig and you get these little nuggets here and there. But when someone comes out and just lays it out on the table, lays out, you know, kind of like a criminal energy out on the table for you to see in full force, it kind of it causes someone with a soul kind of just to stop and go, whoa. So again, Plotkin's on the stand. He's asked point blank, have you ever used the mentally handicapped to study an experimental vaccine? He hems and haws. I don't recall. Maybe in the past, you know, early on that wasn't an uncommon practice, but you know, I don't remember. So the attorney continues to push this and says, well, I'm not sure about your answer. I don't really understand where you're trying to go with this. Have you or have you not? And he still kind of hems and haws. So the attorney then gives him his own paper, his own study, and says, can you read from the page that shows on your own study who you used to experiment on these vaccines? And it was 13 mentally handicapped children. So they go on, and he said, well, I guess if that's what's in there, that's what I did. So he was forced to admit that. So now it goes on, and he gets another paper handed to him, and the attorney says, did you write a letter to the editor on ethics and human experimentation to a medical journal in the late 60s? And he said, oh, I don't remember. And he looks at the paper, and the attorney says, is this your paper? Did you write this? And he said, yes, it is. Well, then the attorney reads what he wrote, and this is what he wrote, and I think it's important to for everyone to hear this. He says, the question is whether we are to have experiments performed on fully functioning adults and on children who are potentially contributors to society, or to perform initial studies in children and adults who are human in form but not in social potential. It may be objected that this question implies a Nazi philosophy, but I do not think that it is difficult to distinguish non-functioning persons from members of ethnic, racial, and economic or other groups. There you have it. And this was from his own hand, his own writing, his own mind. And this is the roots of vaccination in America. And it doesn't get any more simple than that. This is the reality of it.
Jeffrey, I've you know, made reference to Nazi Germany many times on this show with Jewish ancestry, acknowledging the horrific, horrible experiments conducted on not only Jews, but gypsies, gay people, anybody, you know, minority status, etc. And we look at Plotkin's admission here through that letter, and he even recognizes the links to Nazi, you know, Germany and the way they experimented on handicap, for instance. And yet still proposes that it would be preferable to do that than on what he might determine functionally beneficial members of society. If that doesn't turn your stomach, again, you're probably a Democrat at this point. Again, I'm sorry, I got to say it because I'm waiting for somebody to come out and say, you know what, this is too far, this is beyond the pale. I'm waiting. When is it going to happen? I don't know if it is. And that's why this, again, these people have a warped reality, and they don't value life the way that you do, Jeffrey. I do. I think much of our audience does. And this is how they think. And this deposition and this lawyer, amazing. I mean, messenger from God at this point to be able to point this out for those who are willing to see, the eyes to see, even though it's not comfortable to look, to see what consciousness or lack of consciousness is involved in promoting this vaccine agenda.
Well, I think it's interesting that he's going down the same road that led to Nazi Germany, and he's acknowledging that, but he's also acknowledging, but we'll do it this time, different this time, because clearly it's obvious to distinguish. Well, it's not really. That's how it got him into trouble,
right,
in Germany.
It's not communism that's bad. It's not socialism that's bad. It's not fascism. We're going to do it better.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
Folks, you've got to see this. Go watch the Highwire episode from yesterday if you're listening to us live today. It's available on YouTube as well. And you will be, you're only going to have more and more ammunition to go forward for those who are awake and conscious and have a heart and have a soul, much less, you know, that's manifesting in life here, to push back on these vaccine mandates and the removal of exemptions. Now, I don't know if we need to add more to that because it's just sick and disgusting enough as it is, but I know I wanted to talk to you about the, you know, something we've talked about before, but you've got more detailed information about that cyber attack on Merck last year and get us up to speed on it for those that didn't hear about it and what it has led to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll call it the tale of two vaccines, and I broke that story with the help of the Highwire team last year. Merck got hit by a cyber attack, shut down all of their production. I was calling their credit union. I was on pharmaceutical forums looking at the banter back and forth, and the media wasn't reporting it, but everything was down. People are saying production was shut down, so I went forward and did that story with Dell on Highwire. Well, what happened was it shut down their entire hepatitis B production line, and that was Recombivax. Recombivax is Merck's B vaccine that has it's called AAHS. It has experimental and highly dangerous aluminum adjuvant. And that's the thing that excites the immune system, but it's been the source of many problems, namely in the Gardasil vaccines. So what happened was that thing was taken out of production instantly, immediately, gone. Stockpiles gone, nothing. CDC had to reach out to GlaxoSmithKline and have them replace Merck's vaccine in the schedule, basically, with Energex-B. Energex-B does not have this aluminum adjuvant, AAHS. It does have an aluminum adjuvant, but it's not the one that's controversial. So Aline Iorio, she wrote the book HPV Vaccine on Trial with a couple other women. She wrote an article that covered this whole thing. So basically what we have is a natural experiment. We have, since they won't do the vax-unvax studies, they won't do the studies that when they take the aluminum adjuvant out to see what kind of injuries happen, this cyber attack provided this natural experiment. And it was really interesting what they found. Since they replaced the vaccine, Merck's vaccine, with one that's potentially less dangerous, there were 75% less deaths in this time period. And there was, instead of 1,400 reported injuries annually, it went down to 756 cases. So we have
about
around a
50% reduction in injury.
Yep, and people may say, well, that's not too much, 1,400 reported injuries. You know, they give these to millions of people. It's been already in record that the vaccine reporting system is broken. A Harvard Pilgrim was contracted by the HHS to do a review of it, and they said, quote, the system is catching possibly less than 1% of all adverse reactions. So 1,400, if you want to times that, do some math, that's a lot of people not being injured by this vaccine when it goes down to 756.
Well, in the past couple of years, we've been highlighting the danger of the aluminum adjuvants that are designed to aggravate the immune system, hyperstimulate it, to elicit the antibody response that is the holy grail for vaccinology, despite the fact that there's no evidence that having an antibody is sufficient in and of itself to protect you from any particular disease or infection. So if we add the mix of the danger of aluminum and what we know in the scientific journals, much less clinical observations, you remove the aluminum from this Hep B vaccine and suddenly you have 75% fewer deaths being reported, 50% reduction in injury being reported, again, recognizing that maybe 1% is captured in terms of actual injury reporting. You know, this is damning evidence as well that the adjuvants are as dangerous or more dangerous than whatever preceded them in the vaccine program.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it is because of what we just covered today. Anybody at this point with some brain cells still working, if they look at this evidence and have a soul, they have to at least know, okay, maybe their heart's not in it, maybe they're not going to start a radio show, be a broadcaster, be a writer, but they have to look at this and say, I got to rethink where this is going. I got to rethink my choices for vaccination, at least consider with this new evidence. I mean, my wish for everybody is to go and watch these videos. And if you don't have 9 hours, that's fine. I get it. Watch the clips, read the article, just see what these people admit. And it's all right there. It's all right there. For the first time in modern history, this is the admissions. And it's not going back in. The genie's not going back in the bottle. And I think you're right. I think that's why perhaps one of the big reasons that they're pushing so hard for this finish line now, because the emperor has no clothes. Anybody can have an internet connection and look up at this data and see from the top health officials in the country that the science isn't there. There's no placebo studies. It's not happening, people. This is the reality, and it's so refreshing to see it in public now. And I hope everyone makes the right decision with their health and the family's health.
They say, you know, shine the light and the rats scurry, but in this case, Dr. Plotkin couldn't scurry because he was captured in this 9-hour deposition, admitting what we suspected or already knew, and now for everybody to see from their own mouths, right? You know, this is not, again, Del Bigtree, Jeffrey Jackson, Robert Scott Bell saying this. We're reporting on what the godfather of vaccines, Plotkin, has revealed and admitted in this deposition. And there's even more. We've talked about the Zimmerman issue, testifying for the government on the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program court. And utilizing his testimony improperly, as he admitted, acknowledged, they took my views and applied them improperly, and 5,000 in the omnibus proceeding plus were dismissed from any compensation due to vaccine injury. Jeffrey Jackson, my friend, doing amazing work. We'll keep up with this, and y'all keep watching Highwire for the segments, because there's even more to be revealed. I appreciate you so very much.
Likewise. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, back to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. .com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Jeffrey Jackson and, of course, Dr. Frank King for being with us on board the weekend edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don making it sound so good. And, let's switch gears. I mean, we've obviously done a lot of serious topics today. And I think we got to go revisit the Super Bowl, don't you? I mean, I just didn't get enough. You didn't have a good time. I had a great time watching it because I had a first-time viewer with
me. It was just boring to me, and the halftime show made it even worse. I still enjoyed watching it.
Now we know what happened, though. Now we know what happened. And after the fact, Tom Brady used one of the unknown, undiscovered Infinity Stones and snapped his finger, and then at halftime, half of the opposing team didn't play. Right? That's what happened.
Oh, well, okay. Not I didn't yet. Know there was a sixth Infinity Stone.
Apparently,
no.
We didn't know about the Protection Stone, but Gisele Bündchen, his wife, knows all about it, and I'm loving it. I think this is great. This article is at, you can go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see it. Tom Brady says superstitious Gisele Bündchen has him using Protection Stones, and it works. I love this article because it shows the relationship of, like, the best, what they call the greatest of all time quarterback. He's only that great because of he listens to his wife. I mean, how smart is that, right? That makes Tom Brady smarter than every quarterback who's ever played it's because he listens to his wife. Come on, we know that as old married men. So, he was reporting this as he got a beard shaved off for charity. And he's talking about his wife. He says, my wife, Gisele, always makes a little altar for me at the game because she just wills it so much, complete with pictures of his children. And Brady says, I have these little special stones and healing stones. And, healing stones, too. We got 7 infinity stones now and protection stones. And she has me wear a necklace and take these drops that she makes. I say all these mantras, Brady says. And I stopped questioning her a long time ago. I just shut up and listen. Dude. That's the brilliance of Tom Brady. Now we know. He shuts up and listens to his wife. I mean,
so all we got to do is just find a way to steal his protection stones before next Super Bowl, right?
Right. It isn't about his jersey. It's the protection stones. Now, I know a lot of people are going to this is, they're going to make fun. They're going to like they rail on Gwyneth Paltrow and her jade vaginal eggs. It's just different, though. This is different. This is not because obviously Brady doesn't have one of those. But these are imbued. You know, the thing is, we have this power. We have this power to believe our, you know, objects have special. You know, it's like our creative energy, our imagination. We have the ability to do that. Now, a lot of people are going to criticize Brady, and they're going to say this is New Age magic. But I'm just going to say this is just a, something we have to utilize, and you can, you know, you can make a stick, like we talk about the death sticks of primitive cultures, right? Right. They point at you, and 3 days later, you believe it so with all of your being that you're dead in 3 days. This is not anything new. This is just, this is Bunchen's and Brady's thing.
Hey, you know what? It works for them. It's no different than Michael Phelps with the cupping during the Olympics, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where everybody jumped all over him for that. We're like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, people can do whatever they want to do. It doesn't. Yeah. You don't have to be able to have some explanation for it.
Well, and again, to risk the ridicule that he's going to get and she's going to get, I'm just going to say lighten up. Right? Because no matter what your religious beliefs are, you use the power of what you believe. And you know, of course, it says, well, no, my beliefs are only the real ones, right? I get that. I'm not into that. I want whatever works for you. As long as you're not violently, you know, visiting, you know, harm to another, right? Which is kind of that libertarian principle, even in your religious or spiritual beliefs. But, you know, she's quoted as saying, you know, in response to Brady asking his wife, will I be okay this year? Will it be a good year? She says, yeah, but you're going to have to do a lot of work and you're really going to have to listen to me. So Brady says, so man, I listened to her. And then the final statement, this is going to be the kicker. Bunchen says, you know, she was right. She says, you're lucky you married a witch. I'm just a good witch.
Wow.
So can you hear everybody now attacking her for witchcraft?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Witch hunt.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch? No, I'm a sandwich. Listen, however you get there, as long as you violate nobody else's rights in the process, we're all for it. I'm excited. People can learn about the power of positive thinking. We've talked about that. And you can imbue inanimate objects with whatever belief system you are. You might call that witchcraft. I call it, you know, just an imaginative creative technique. And you can use it with whatever belief system you have. Again, don't be putting hexes on people. That's not what we're talking about here. But have fun with Brady and Bunchen. Anyway, that's it. We're going into the weekend. If you have anything you want to add or question or comment, please let me know. Go to robertscottbell.com. In the meantime, God bless you all. The power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.